July the 9th, 2010. Rainbow Warrior ship bombed 25 years ago. In the 1980s, France was carrying out nuclear weapons tests on small islands in the South Pacific. Greenpeace was preparing to visit Mururoa in French Polynesia to protest about France's nuclear tests. The Greenpeace ship, the Rainbow Warrior, was tied up in the Auckland Harbour on the 10th of July 1985, when two bombs, which were attached to the bottom of the ship, exploded just before midnight. Only one man was on the ship at this time, and he was killed. He was a Portuguese photographer, Fernando Pereira. Two French spies were arrested, and three others escaped in a yacht. The spies, Dominique Prieur and Alain Maffar, were found guilty of manslaughter and were sentenced to 10 years in prison. They were sent to a small island in the Pacific, but after less than 2 years, they returned to France. This has been New Zealand's only terrorist attack. Later, the French president, Mitterrand, admitted that he had ordered the bombing. The French government wanted to stop Greenpeace from protesting about the French nuclear testing in the Pacific. Later, the French government paid $13 million to New Zealand in compensation. The French did not stop their nuclear testing in the Pacific for another 10 years. Listen to March the 24th, 2009, for more about this. The Rainbow Warrior shipwreck was taken to the Bay of Islands, where today it is explored by divers. The ship was only 40 meters long, so it is possible for divers to swim all around it quite easily. Divers can see the hole made by the bomb. Today, an exhibition of photographs opened in Whangarei to show people more about the background to the bombing of the Rainbow Warrior.